I'm here in Martinsville and with a sister in Christ. Her name is Tina. And Tina, in your perspective, what would your neighborhood look like if you could say that the kingdom of God is here?
I think it would remind me of a time when I wasn't around, but more of the 1950s when God was still in our schools and he was still in more in our neighborhoods than they are now. I'm fortunate enough to have Christian neighbors and to be able to have that conversation about God with my neighbors over the fence. And we are a very tight unity where we help each other out with our properties. And when it snows, they will come and plow my driveway for me. If I have weeds to pull, they will come pull my weeds for me. And I've never had neighbors like that before. And I think that if we could just get our city to open their hearts and their minds to the Lord, you will see more people loving one another. Not just in words, but in deed. You know, and I think that's really truly what we as Christians and believers need to do is not just say we're praying for somebody, but to step up to the plate and actually do. You know, so I think that would be what our neighborhoods would be like. People would be out more looking, you know, watching over their neighbors and stepping in when things need to be done. And I think it'd make for a more peaceful atmosphere. You'd have the peace.
Now, you have something that you've been wanting to do, and could you share with us this new venture that you're going to do, something that's going to open in the fall?
I recently purchased the Shelby Community Theater in Shelbyville, Indiana. It's a performance theater for live performances, and my vision for that is to offer live performances so that anybody, whether believers or not, they're not so much Christian-based performances, because if we focus so much on just Christian-based performances, that's all you're going to get in there. And I wanted to open it up to the community to feel like they're coming for, you know, great entertainment. But also offering to them and letting them know that we have ministry in there, from women's Bible studies to men's outreach to I have some people who work with the youth who want to come in and help. We want to do youth jams. I like to do what I'm it's on my mind, and it keeps sticking there, a thing called once a month checkup, where I just feel like it's supposed to be this once a month. It's kind of like church, but not an every Sunday thing, but where you can come once a month and just have that praise and that worship and that quick inspiring word from God, where you know it's a safe place to come no matter how you look or what you're wearing. You know, come get that once a month checkup. Come get that support from people. You know, talk about and fellowship with people who are going through some tough times and just lifting each other up like that.
Well, that's exciting. So would you keep us posted once you come back and once that's ready?
Absolutely. You got it.
Do you have the name yet of the theater?
I do. It is called Christie's Off-Broadway Theater.
Great. God bless you.
Thank you.